Bez Hashem, we're learning about Ra'al Tiferes Yisrael, Shir number 7. And we begin from page Chof in the Hakdama, and this is Rabbi Hartman's edition. So, last we spoke, David HaMelech, he recognized these two difficulties that are back on page, on page Tezvav, where it says, "V'kashara David lifon of shnei dvarim elu asher zachanu ha'echad shia yorei peni kosher b'divrei Torah." David HaMelech was concerned that maybe a person might be himself would stumble in divrei Torah. That alone, it really, we should appreciate those words, and we should really pause and to think what we just said. Who are we talking about over here? David Melech Yisrael was concerned. He might stumble on Divrei Torah. If David Melech has that concern, so first of all, we should, number one, have that concern, but she also mechazik us. Yeah, I might make a mistake. I might. You know why I might make a mistake? Because of, as we're going to see tonight, Mitzvah Hashem, the godless of the Torah, and the human nature of what we have, of being humans. Pen yikosu b'divrei Torah. V'hasheni shlo yu dvorov l'rotzon l'zulosai. This is the second concern, that maybe the words that I might say won't be accepted by the other person. So David HaMelech recognized this. So what did he do? According to the Maral, he wrote Kapitul Yutes to combat this. And we spoke about how the first seven psukim talk about nature, and the eighth pasuk, as we are a week before Mitzvah Hashem Chanukah, the eighth pasuk is Toiris Hashem Temim, Mishivas Nafesh, is Toiris is Lamaila Min Ha'olam, and how does a person come to see Hashem? So we said, I mentioned this also in last week's Tehillim Shir, of the Siyat Deshmaya, of everything's all connected over here. Su'u moram einechem, uru'u mi vara eila. Su'u moram einechem, lift up your eyes, uru'u and see mi vara eila. It's a pasuk in the Navi. And we mentioned from the Zohar Kaddish, mi and eila, su'u moram einechem, uru'u mi, who created eila, these. Mi and eila is Elohim. Who created the world? Who created the sky, the heavens, and the stars, and the clouds? It's Elohim. Okay, listen to the last week's Tehillim Shir for more on that elaboration. But what did we, a little plug, right? But what did we say that's Lamaila, it's above the Bria? Teres Hashem Tamima. As great and powerful as the sun is, it's a speck. It's a drop compared to the greatness of the Torah. You know, it's so beautifully timely how we know that how many, there's 36 candles, right, that have been come throughout Hanukkah. Correspond to the 36 hours that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this light and said that there's a light in the beginning of creation that's too powerful for now. It's nignos, you put it aside and put it aside for tzaddikim. And the Svarim and Chanukah could tell us what? That these 36 hours, 36 candles, shine through on Chanukah. And that's why it's brought down, not to get Hana, not to derive benefit from the candles of the Chanukah, but to look at them. You look at the Chanukah candles. You see, these Kiddusha, HaNeiros HaLolu, these Neiros are Kiddushim. They're Kiddush. There's Kiddusha in the Neiros. And that Kiddusha can be mashpia on us. Fine, so now we're going back to page Chaf. Va'acha kach Omar, we're discussing here how the Torah brings a person to Simcha now. And this is based on, once again, the Psukim in Tehillim, Perik Yud Tes. He's mamash going through Pasuk by Pasuk over here. And the Pasuk he's discussing now is Pasuk Tes. Pekudei Hashem Yisharim, the mitzvahs of Hashem are yashar, straight. Misamchei lev, They gladden the heart. Mitzvah Hashem Bara Miris Anayim, which by the way, it's Mitzvah Shabbos, this is the Makar, it's brought down. For those who have the meaning of dipping their fingers into the ayin, the wine, by Abdallah, put in by the eyes or by the ears or by the pockets, you know, or all, whatever you have the minig, based on this right here, Mitzvah Shem Barat Miras Naim. Not only do I have that minig, but my father, have it from him. He says the words, Mitzvah Hashem Barat Miras Naim. The Mitzvah Hashem Barat he created Miras Naim, opens up the eyes, Meir, gives light to the eyes. So you put it, we put it by the corner of the eye, not in the eye, before the eye. What does it mean, misamche lev? Makes a person happy. Pirush shenechshav ha'adam shehu mitzius shalom al dei ha'tayra. The more a person learns, he has simchas achayim. I will tell you personally, I know I'm being recorded, I was a happy kid, I'm a happy person. But I will tell you personally, the more and more I got older and got more into learning, I got happier. I see a smile on your face because I think you feel the same way. The more I got into it, what's not to be happy? You're learning nonstop. You're learning. I'm not compromised. But you're learning. You're involved in learning. And it's a very posh reason why that is. It's very posh. If you have to see, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha? Is Hashem sim b'simcha? But is Hashem b'simcha? Is Hashem happy?
Yeah.
Right? I would say so. The mid of Hashem. Bilam knew the rega, the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets bikas. Rega. You know how much a rega is? There's a whole shayla in the Gemara. What could you accomplish, Bilam, by cursing class, so the rega, boom, it's gone. Why did you have time to curse? So they explain that you get your foot in the door. Once the foot's in the door, you can now open the door. You have more time. You just like, cut! You just start. And we, in the Tehillim Shir I gave, we explain what does it mean Hashem is, it gets angry every day. It's actually a chesed, which is not for now. But if you're not the rest of the time, so what is Hashem? He's besimcha. The more a person is connected to Hashem, he's besimcha. Why is that? It's not just like, oh, it's a nice, funny, great thing to hear and say. Because the Maral is telling us here is because the Torah is emes and it's shalim. There is absolutely nothing else in the world which is 100% b'shlemes like the Torah. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu raisav yisrael chadu. Kodesh Baruch Hu Kodesh Baruch Hu yisrael. Klai Yisrael, the Reis and the Torah are one. The Torah is our way to understand, to relate to Hashem. That's what the Torah is, in regards to us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Torah is complete emes, as he continues to say. So if it's complete perfection, there's simcha. That's where simcha lies. Where is there a lack of simcha? We're going to get to this in a minute. Where is the lack of simcha? When there's suffix. What does Chazal tell us? Ein simcha kahataras ha-sveikus. There's no greater simcha. Ein simcha kahataras ha-sveikus. Kahataras ha-sveikus means when you clarify a doubt. I just gave a kleina of mashal, like a small little mashal. Imagine there was a world. Imagine this. It's a mashal. That they did not have a GPS. Okay, I probably wouldn't be here right now, by the way. So I wouldn't know how to get here. Okay? I didn't use my GPS to get here. But imagine there was a world there's no GPS. Okay? And you're driving the wrong direction. But even you don't even know you were driving the wrong direction. And then you stop over, you fill up some gas, and then you speak to somebody and they tell you, you're going the wrong way, sir. You gotta go that direction. Which is actually what happened to me the first time I came down here. It wasn't actually my fault or the driver, the person driving. We got the wrong directions. Okay. This was before GPS. When you have the Torah. Ain't simcha katars asvegas. The Torah in life teaches you how to live your life. He says further, on the top of Chaf, on the second column, Lekach hi misameches lev ha'odam. Shenechshav, once again, nechshav ha'odam shu metzius shalem al yad Torah. A person becomes a metzius shalem, complete. Through the Torah, Lekach He misameches leiv adam. That's why it makes the person happy. Because you're not missing anything. What do we have in this week's parasha? What did Yaakov say to Esav? Yeshli ko. What did Esav say? Yeshli rav. I have everything I need. Who is Yaakov? Yaakov is Emes. Yaakov is Torah. Yaakov has everything. When the person feels, you know, there are people that live their life never satisfied in the physical sense, always needing more. It's a very, very not healthy way of living. It's called maestrus. Maestrus means extras, things that I don't need. In the Chofetz Chaim, in Shem Olam, in the other farm, he talks about the dangers of a person living a life with maestrus, extras. How do you define extras? The Chofetz Chaim has a very good definition. Very good definition. Let's say Reuven was supporting Shimon. Supporting Shimon. So, Shimon needs a car now. So what kind of car is Reuven getting Shimon? Is he getting a Tesla like Reuven has? Is he getting a Tesla? Or is he getting in the Flintstone car? You know, Flintstones with the feet, that's how your cars move, right? If that's the car he's getting. If that's the car he's getting him, why? What's he telling him? Well, you need a car, so here's a car. The car moves, doesn't it? It works. So you're saying everything else is extras. Wait a minute, so why does Reuven have the Tesla now? You hear what's going on? That's how the Chofetz Chaim defines Moisrus. Now, if Reuven's getting Shimon the Tesla, he's saying that's necessities. You need everything that the Tesla has to offer for you. And nobody who has a Tesla, I'm not saying that's Moisrus. I'm just giving an example.
Saying if you're supporting someone else, what you give them, if you yourself would do it more, then it's Moisrus?
If Reuven's buying Shimon the Camry when he's supporting him because he needs to have a car, so why doesn't Reuven have a Camry?
So we know the psychological answer to that, but what's the
So the way the Chofetz Chaim defines it, that's called maestrus. If he is saying that a Camry is sufficient, then anything above a Camry is maestrus. It's extra. It's not necessary. And then the Chofetz Chaim, which is not for tonight's shiur, goes on to elaborate the damages that the person is causing to himself and his family with the maestrus. But first we have to define what it is. Is it clear? Okay. Shekasher ha'odom hu b'shleimus hu b'simcha. V'hepich zeh kasher hu b'chisaron hu b'avelus. He's comparing and contrasting now. We're now in the Rabbi Harman's edition on the topic of Aleph. When a person is not b'simcha, the opposite, hepich, the opposite of this, is what? Is ba'avelus. What's avelus? Avelus is to mourn. Why is avelus the opposite of simcha? Of simcha satayra. Why is that the opposite? I would have said, maybe tzar. But why is the maral saying avelus? What is avelus? So avelus, as he's masbir down here in the bottom, avelus is when there's a hefsid, there's a loss. Around, I don't know, it was maybe 15 years ago, my mashgiach with Chaim Berlin, Rav Shimon Groner, that's how I was nifter. I went in, 13 years ago, I don't know what it was, I went into the Levaya, and I heard of Davin Kohen Shlita say something which has stuck with me since then. And I believe we can use this to understand this maral better even. If you look at the oisiyos, the letters of the word Hefsid and Hespid, they're the same letters. By a eulogy, which is a Hespid, one eulogizes the Hefsid, the loss. What is not here anymore? That's what we're discussing. What comes out is by Avelus, there's a lacking, there's something that's not here anymore. If something's not here, so then the person is missing. He's not Bishlamus. That's why Avelus is the opposite of the simcha, of the simcha satayr. Because the simcha satayr is bishleimus. Okay. V'lakach, kasher koro loy hamisa min sher besorai hu ba'avelus. When there's a misa from a person's relative, he's ba'avelus. And there's a whole arichas which we're not going to get into it now. But the person himself, he himself is missing. What do you mean? Why should he be missing? Someone else died. Why is he missing? But if it's his direct relative, or who he's mourning for, one of the seven relatives, He's now missing also. Let me ask you a question. You don't have to answer, but I'll ask the question anyway. The question is, and I will tell you, I personally got the answer wrong. Okay, I'll just start with that. What was the greatest, most difficult tragedy Yaakov Avinu dealt with his whole entire life? Now think about it. He had a lot of tzaras he went through. What was the most tragic situation in Yaakov Avinu's life? So we asked the question, what is the greatest tragedy, or maybe you say the worst tragedy Yaakov Avinu dealt with his whole entire life, and you just asked, what were they? What were the different options? Well, he's running, leaving the house of his parents. There's no one to ever see them again, if he will, because his brother might kill him. His brother, okay, twin brother. Now, we take this all for granted, because that's the parsha, right? Then you have, he's dealt with Lavan. Lavan is the worst person you could ever want to meet. Lavan bikesh la'akar sakol, we say in the Haggadah. Lavan desired to uproot the whole entire Yiddishkeit. Lavan bikesh la'akar sakol. Now's not the time to discuss how and why. Now, why we know, but how? They go on and on. This Dina, Maisin Shechem, this is parsha. But as you said afterwards, the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Medrash both say the greatest tzara Yaakov Avinu had was when Rachel Imenu died. Why? Ishta Kegufa. This is the whole reason for everything. This is his wife. This is himself. This is Ishta Kegufa. His wife is like him. We just said over here when the person has a loss, Rachel Son Loyalenu, when there's a death from someone, some relative, there's a misa, he's a loss, he has a loss, that person has a loss now. So it's down Davar Pashat. Now, the Torah, why would we have thought, say Yosef, like I would have said as well? Because the Torah HaKadosh itself elaborates so much about this. With Rochos, okay, she died, and this is Parsha. How do you like that? You see everything ties together? He buries her. It's tragic. It's a tragedy. But Yosef Tzadik, the parsha is going on and on. So that's why I think it would be impartial, right? But the Gemara in Sanhedrin says it very clearly, as well as the Medrash, that Rachel and Mingle died. That was the greatest. And I think that fits in beautifully over here as well. He continues, Oid Omar. Now we come to Pasuk Tes. So I'm going to read Pasuk Tes. Pasuk Tes says, Pekudei Hashem Yisharim, like I read a minute ago, Misamchei Leiv, Mitzvah Hashem Barim Iris Enayim. So Mitzvah Hashem Barim Iris Enayim. What does it mean, Mitzvah Hashem Barim Iris Enayim? The Mitzvahs of Hashem are Zaka, are pure. There's no Pagam, there's no Psoilas, like we have Shemin Zayis Zach, Kosis Lamor, the olive oil is pure. The Mitzvahs of Hashem are pure. Mi'iras Enayim, they lighten up the eyes of the person that goes with Derech HaYashar of the mitzvahs. Says the Maral, it's a loymar, ki ha-Toyer melamedet lo'odom es ha-mayis ha-shayas. The Torah teaches a person how he should live his life. V'lo'y nechshev she'hoylich b'choyshech, and it's not like the person's walking in darkness. Literally, it's the headlights of the person. V'lefnei zeh, omar machkim es pesi. Before this, the previous pasuk, in pasuk ches, so the pasuk says, "Tais Hashem Timim Mishivas Nafesh." Eidus Hashem Nemano Machkim Es Pesi. What does it mean to be Machkim Es Pesi? So the simple pasuk pshat that they bring is it makes the person who's a shoyte a fool, it makes him a chacham. It's Machkim Es Pesi. V'kan Omar Mitzvah Hashem Bara Meira Seinayim. Now we say that the mitzvahs of Hashem are meir, it gives the person light in his eyes. He shouldn't go in his ways in darkness. Rather, he should do the mitzvah. To the point that a person is complete, shalom the gamrei, in his seichel and his actions. And I believe this is like the pasha pshat why when people go to Gedoyle Yisrael, and they have shaylos. I used to go to my yeshiva. I had big shaylos. I'd call them up. I would meet with him. That's, you know, that's what I would do. Varen Shechter Shlita. That's, you know, the big shaylas go to the top. And Gedoyle Yisrael, they have this Me'iris Einayim. So they have the headlights. It's bright. It's on. It's open. You could see, they could see everything. Now the pasuk says in pasuk Yud like this. Yiras Hashem Tohayra. The mitzvahs that a person fulfills, person has to approach mitzvahs with Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem Tohayra. Oymedis la'ad. And we'll see the morale's pshat, the poshut basic pshat is it lasts forever. The schar, the reward, lasts forever. Of course, a person may be, okay, fine, we'll keep it like that. Mishbetei Hashem emes, tzotke yachle, we'll come back to afterwards. Now, when a person approaches a mitzvah, the mitzvah has to be appreciated that it's valuable. The mitzvah has to be appreciated that there's something precious in front of me. When you do a mitzvah, it's not just, okay, you know, put up a sukkah, buy an esrog, whatever, anyway, is it kosher? It's kosher, finished. Is that the way we approach physical things? Does it work? Or do you want to get something nice looking? Right? Al chaskam v'kama, when you're dealing with something which is precious, like the mitzvahs. V'ach kach yiras Hashem tohir amenas la'ad. Perush al yidei ha-toyro. Yikneh ha-nitzchis. Through the toyro, a person will acquire nitzchis. V'davar zeh romzu v'perig v'mem likin, ki al yidei ha-yiro, yikneh ha-kiyum ha-nitzchis. Through yiro, what keeps the toyro connected to the person? It's yiras Hashem. The toyro is there as Rechaim V'lajner elaborates on this in Shar Dalid. On the pasuk, Yiras Hashem hi oitzoroi. That Yiras Hashem is the storehouse of the person. That in order for the person's Torah to be an everlasting kiyum by him, it has to be preceded by Yiras Hashem. Reishis Chochma, what do we say? Yiras Hashem. Begin Yiras Chochma, Yiras Hashem. And you can elaborate more on this later on. Then the next part, this part says, Mishpatei Hashem emes tzadku yachtov. What does it mean, Mishpatei Hashem emes? The mishpatim, the mitzvahs of Hashem, are emes. The Torah is emes. Tzadku yachtov. Nothing is contradictory. Nothing is contradicting one from another. And as we all know, that's what Gemara is all about. When we try to clarify, you have a Mishnah, but the Braisa says this. So the Gemara says, well, let's take this approach. Let's maybe say the reason why it's not a kash is because of this and that and that and this, right? And at the end of the day, we say, it's not contradictory. It's not a contradiction. Mishpatei Hashem, emes. Tzadku yachtov. V'davar zeh oid yoyser ala kol. Sh'al yidei ha-toyra mizdame el Hashem yizbarach. Through the Torah, person is mizdame to Hashem. His doim, his simile, is compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'ma she'efshil hizdame yis el boire. In that way, to the degree a person can be compared in similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Shlemus. Turn the page to Chav Beis. Ki chaysomai shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. Because the signet, the sign of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emes. U'mishpatei ha-toyra the darcheha emes. And the mishpatim of the Torah. And its ways are emes. Darcheha darchei noyam v'chol mishpatei shalom. V'oymeh tzadku yachtov. Tzadku yachtov. Ki kol ha-dvarim Yesh emes b'tzad ma. Everything could have some emes in it. However, mishpatei Hashem emes tzadku yachlev. All of the mishpatei Hashem, there's complete emes. Kalayim shakulam shavim ba'amitus. They're all equal in the fact that they're all emes, 100% emes. V'zeh moira sheheim, emes legamrei. This shows that it's 100% complete emes. Akach kulum shavim b'amitus. Shim loikein loyhoye kulum shavim b'amitus. Rag zeh yoyisim yizeh. Avim b'nei sheheim emes legamrei. Lekach kulum shavim b'amitus. What is the Maral saying? The Maral saying every single aspect of the Torah is 100% complete emes. Not more or less than something else of the Torah. And he says, because if it wouldn't be like that, then you don't have a tzad kuyachtav. You don't have a complete mishvatei Hashem, emes tzad kuyachtav. Everything has to be in the same level of emes, 100%. I want to go back to one point. Mitzvah Hashem boram ires inayim. Because it's a very basic, I'm not going to say chidushim now, but sometimes the most basics get overlooked. And the question is, what is the purpose of learning? What is the goal when a person sits down to learn? What is he trying to accomplish? I think it's a very good question to ask when everybody learns. So what is the goal when a person sits down to learn? And the answer to that question is for a person to try to gain the greatest level of clarity in his learning. That is the goal when he sits down to learn. To get to understand the Torah that he is learning, that sugya, that topic, with the greatest level of clarity. Me'iras Hashem, mitzvah Hashem, bara me'iras enayim. I wrote a footnote for myself, a little note on the side for myself. That is the yisoid. That's the purpose of the me'iras, the mitzvah Hashem, bara me'iras enayim. When they open your eyes, look at that. And I want to say something else. Everything's interconnected. The same way that a person steigs and works on his tefillah, and he focuses his kavana, and the Chaznish elaborates on this, and of course before him as well, it enhances his Torah. And when the person is steiging in his limud haTorah, and he's serious about his limud haTorah, and there's no interruptions, now it's time to learn, turns off his phone, that is mechazek his tefillah. And the same thing applies to how he appreciates and approaches mitzvahs and his midas as well. It's all interconnected as one. And it sounds like a difficult task.
So what's the
idea? And the answer is, it is a difficult task. It is difficult. But that's what we have to focus on. And they all complement each other. We continue on the top of Chav Beis in the left column of the Maral, where he says, V'omar ha-nechmodim. What is he referring to? Pasuk Yud Aleph, in here, Kapitel Yutes, in chapter 19 of Tehillim. Ha-nechmodim mizov u-mipazrov u-mitsukim midvash v'neifet tzufim. What is nechmodim? What is more desirable, mizov from gold or fine gold? What is sweeter, mitsukim midvash, than honey? V'neifet tzufim, or from the honeycomb. That's the Torah, that's the mitzvahs. What David Melech here is doing, he started off with the Bria, and the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria, and that's one way to come to see Hashem. But what's even greater than that? HaNechmodim, the Torah HaKadosh, the mitzvahs, HaNechmodim Yizahav in Pazrov, HaMutsukim Yidvash, V'Noifet Sufim. It's even sweeter. And that's the only bracha we make. We say, V'harevna. We daven to Hashem. It should be sweet to us. That's the bracha by Birchas HaTorah. There's no other bracha that is a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in the bracha, that it should be sweet. So that's what he says here. Now, back on top. V'omar ha-nechmodim yizov m'poz rov, pirush ki ha-mitzvah yesh bo yishnei dvorim. The mitzvah has two things. Se'echod, sha-mitzvah toiv lo'odom ha-gufni. One is, the mitzvah is good for the physical person. Every mitzvah in the Torah is to give perfection, is to help the person complete and perfect himself. To the point that the person is now toiv as well. That the seichel, the intellect also, is mechayiv, obligates the person in the mitzvahs. Mitzat Said Sikhli. And he says, "V'alze omar ki ma shehah mitzvah yesh bo soid sichli elikai." This is the mitzvah has from the soid sichli, the soidus, the secrets of the seichel of Hashem. He nichmodim mizov umipaz rov. Sheheim nichmodim liriyas ayin. They are more desirable to the eye. Umitzvus haTorah heim yoisin nichmodim liriyas haSeichel, and the mitzvahs of Torah are more nichmodim, more desirable than the riyas haSeichel, than the Seichel. Shekemoshe yipol loshen riyo al haayin. Just like you have riyas sight is likened by the eye. Kach yipol riyo al haSeichel. So too, you also have the loshen riyo on the Seichel as well. You also have Riya to see, we learn the Mishnah Berurah here, by the lave. The lave shouldn't see the erva, right? Ki loshen re'e mishamesh ke'echo d'shneem. It has two functions. K'mashneema roya ani livri ployni. I see, I understand the words of someone else. Lefichach amar ki ha-seichel alakai b'toyro yoyse nechma l'riya sa-seichel. The seichel alakai b'toyro is more desirable. Lirias aseichel min azov umipaz shu nechma lirias ayin. And the person comes and sees this gold stone, jewel, whatever, with gold ring, whatever the gold is he's talking about here, whatever example you can think of, the eye catches it. The eye is very impressed. But he's saying above that, anechmodim mizov umipaz rov. Is as he says here the words mitzvah haTorah heim yoyse nichmodim l'riyas haSeichel. It's the mitzvah haTorah. Val toiv hagufni, and how are the mitzvahs good for the guf? SheHaTorah ma'amid hakol b'toiv, ki haTorah tikra toiv, because the Torah by definition is good. Val ze omar umsuk midvash. I want to share with you three lines down in the footnote where it says at the end of the line, Ki hamitzvah ba'atzma siyoso hu hatoiv v'noyam. Fourth line down. The mitzvah itself, I'm on page Chav Gimel, four lines down. The mitzvah itself is toiv, is good, and noyam, pleasant. Lefichah choy yisoy da toir eish, levana fine, v'kasher taskil b'mitzvah timsa. Timsa o yisoy emes v'nochin ho. And when you delve into the mitzvah, when you understand the mitzvah, you'll see how it's emes v'nochin. Now he gives some examples. Is there a shaila that we have to think about kibud av v'aim? It's pashut. The child has to give honor, and we all know the story of the Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal when he was on the airplane, and the person sitting next to him says, "I don't understand, why is your son giving you so much kavod?" So he said, well, you know, I'm just saying very quickly, well, we look at our elders going back to our Sinai, we get, you know, and he said the other way around, you look at your elders going back to the monkeys, right? So that's why they don't, right? Whatever Darwin's, right? You know what I'm talking about? Famous story.
Famous story.
Right? So Seichel demands, it's obvious, it's poshut. Keep it aveim. With Shemira Shabbos. You have to understand how Seichel demands Shemira Shabbos. Nimsa comes out. The main part of the mitzvah is toiv v'chesed. Back on top. You see, that's what the mitzvah is. It's toiv and chesed. The Torah, the mitzvahs are mesukim midvash, are sweeter than honey. Sweeter than a honeycomb. Now he's explaining why does David HaMelech say it twice? It's nechmadim yizavim paz rov. It's more desirable than gold and fine gold. It's sweeter than honey and honeycomb. Right? Everything is doubled over. If he would just said it's more desirable than paz. Paz is the fine, the best gold possible, without any impurities. One might think maybe it's not nechmodim Rak yoisim yipaz. Ev shulaymer she'enam nechmodim. It's not nechmod. It's not more desirable. Rak yoisim yipaz. Only greater than paz. Va'ata shekseiv hanechmodim yizav. When we pause, Yeshlu Moy Shekimoy Shein Pirish Mizov, Lo Yaser, Sherigam Kain Nechmod Mi Paz. The Kain Pirish Mi Paz, Lo Yeshu Nechmod Mi Paz Bavad, not that it should just be better than the Paz, the fine gold, Rakshu Nechmod Yaser Al Kol. The Morale is explaining that the reason why it's doubled over is because David Melch wants to tell us that the Torah is greater and greater than everything that one might find here in this world. As pure and fine and perfect you might think to find, the Torah is al hakol. Kach pirush musuk midrash no hetzufim. V'alze omar gam avdecha nizhor bohem. And that's what we have here in our Pasuk Yud Beis. Pasuk Yud Beis is David Melch writes, gam avdecha, gam ani, David Melch is saying, I, avdecha, I'm your servant. David Melch. Nizhor bohem. I am careful in Divrei Torah. I am careful in the mitzvahs, to mekayim them, to fulfill them the best way possible. Lefi madrigosum ma'alosum. Why? Because of the greatness of the mitzvah. Madrigosum, talking about the mitzvah now. Ma'alosum. Roishi, yeah, turning the page in Chavdalad now. Let's try to finish this Akdama now. Nizar bohem. Now what he's saying is referring to like this. I'm going to give him Marshall because this Marshall is, I think, you take a silk cloth. You're not going to go play a game of football with a silk scarf. You'll take one of the scarfs out there, you know, it'll keep you warmer maybe even, and it'll get ripped and pulled. You don't care as much. But your silk scarf, that you're wearing to the chasna. Why? Because it's more delicate. It's more chashuv. That's the mashal. Nimshal is the fimadre gosim alosim. David Melch is saying ani nizar bahem. That's how a person has to approach a mitzvah. A person has to approach a mitzvah. I'm buying a lulav. I'm buying a lulav now. Now, if you think about it, I saw a funny picture someone put out. What was it? He had a picture of like a pumpkin, like a big pumpkin. And then there's like this Shivish fellow looking out over it, like, imagine if this was the mitzvah, you know, pick up everything pumpkin and looking at the pumpkin. Imagine an outsider comes into these places with all these yidden looking at this, what is it in English? A citron, right?
Bumpy lemon.
Yeah. Bumpy lemon. And then they take the loop. You think like, what's this crazy?
The loop, get the loop out.
Get the loop out, and the palm branch, and the myrtle. Like, what are these Jews? I thought they're smart. It doesn't make any sense. Imagine you have like these smart people come go to Lakewood, and you know they see, you know, you could go over there in different places in Lakewood, and they have massive chasna halls over there that they have set up for the Dalamina. And then you find out how much money they're spending on them. And these are the smart Jews? It won't make any sense then.
That's hilarious.
Right? Yeah. But when we realize there's one thing they're missing, it's called mitzvah. It's mitzvah Hashem. What do we say every day in Shema? V'chol me'odecha. We're here to serve Hashem with all of our resources. What's the money that Hashem gave us? Hashem gave us money. So you buy a beautiful mezuzah. You buy a beautiful klaf. You buy a beautiful tefillin. That's why we have the money. To buy the mitzvah and do the mitzvah the best way possible. Then it's a whole different picture. It's not like, you know, crazy people. V'shomram, the pasuk concludes, Ekev Rav, li'oylam haba. V'shomram, v'shvil ha-toiv ha-rav ha-shomra l'shomrim. Because of the tremendous good that awaits those who guard, I'm explaining what the words mean, who guard these mitzvahs, David is saying, I also desire to taste this sweetness and to do this the best way. Shigiyo is miyovin. Pasuk at Gimel. Ach, David Melch is concerned from the averos anasleis b'shoigig, the averos that are done b'shoigig, miyovin. Mi hu eshe yuchel is b'ayinam rin from perish and tehillim, is b'ayinam lehinosum la'asleisam. Who is able to be careful that he won't make a mistake with Hashem's mitzvahs. Shgiyos, shoygig, miyovet, kolaymar, ki lefi madregas umalos adover, because of the greatness of tzorach shiyeha adam nizu shelo yechta. First, has to be careful not to sin. Ulekach omar shgiyos miyovin neged in yitav divrei Torah. So we now go back to the original. David Melech, right? With a concern, maybe I'll make a mistake in Torah. Shgiyos miyovin im yitav divrei Torah. Maybe I'll make a mistake. Shei efshe legoidel oimek shelahem shiyovin kol advarim al mitosim. She Asher, it's not possible. Look, Goydel Oymek Shilohem, because of the depths of the Torah, she Yovin Kol Advarim Alitasim, to follow Mamish, totally understand it totally. With the correct sense of 100%. Like, think about it for a second. You have a Machzor in Yeshiva, a cycle of learning. And you have Rebbeim, Magidu Shurim, Rosh Yeshivas, who are delving into the same sugyas for decades. And you could ask a question like, but didn't they see it already? Don't they know the answer to the question? Right? Don't they know everything already? And yet, they're 85, 95, 105, and they're still coming out with more chidushim that they didn't see the first time. And it happens all the time because the depths of the Torah is endless.
It's the best.
It's endless. Lekach omar miyovin. Who can possibly understand it? Look at number 129. Bola hadgish, one line there. Bola hadgish ein adam ba'olam hamisugo lohavin divrei Torah al mitosam. There is no human being who is able to totally comprehend the Torah al mitosam. Mi lanu gadol mi Moshe Rabbeinu. Who is greater? These are my words now. It doesn't say it inside. Who is greater than Moshe Rabbeinu? Absolutely no one. As the last medrash, in the last parashah, in that medrash, the medrash rabbi says that Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest man that ever lived. And what does it say in the Dharm? What does it say? What does it say in the Dharm when he wanted to understand the Torah? He couldn't grasp it. Until Kosh Baruch gave it to him b'matana. Right? Hashem gave him b'matana. Because there's a deficiency. What's the deficiency? We are a goof. The Torah is seichel. And that's a chiddush. That's a chiddush that we can understand anything from the Torah. V'achakach oma ministoris nakeni. The pasuk continues in Yud Gimel, ministoris nakeni. Me'oisem hashgogis shenisturu mimeni nakeni v'tareni. David HaMelech is asking Hashem, Shigiyos miyovin, Hashem, I might make a mistake. So you know what David's saying now? Ministoris, from those mistakes that I made, nakeni, cleanse me, true tshuva. David Melch is asking Hashem for forgiveness from those mistakes, which we call tshuva. Now Shigigos ma'isa shlo yoda min haveira. He didn't know the haveira. V'achakach omar hi lorotzenim refi kidei. Now he's asking. So we first of all just dealt with the difficulty of the first problem of making mistakes. So he's saying, Hashem, if I make mistakes, please, I'm asking, I'm doing tshuva, please forgive me. Good? We dealt with that. Now, what about the second concern about the other people, that maybe my words won't be accepted? So now David Davins, now it's Pasuk Tezvov. The last pasuk of Perek Yutes, Yihyu lirotzen imrefi, which we say at the end of Shemona Esrei, that it should be accepted by Hashem the words imrei fi of my mouth, the hegyoin and the thoughts of libi of my heart, or my machshav is my brain, hegyon libi lifanecha Hashem tsuri v'goyeli. What does this mean? Says the Maral. In order to have a merit to be mashpia Torah on others, so David says a tefillah. You hear this? A person that teaches others, he should say this tefillah. This is a tefillah to be said. A person who's a malamid Torah should say this pasuk before he teaches Torah. That the other people should accept the words that he says. they can be running, Bali Tshuva, running now.
That's right. I get this tefillah right. That's right.
So on 131, he's just explaining all in the bottom. He's telling us how he's coming back to. By learning Torah, to others you have these two difficulties. Afsharas tatos, the possibility of mistake. And also the words might not be find favor. Now listen to these next words. This is a famous medrash now. We're almost finished with the Hagdama here. The medrash Yaakov Shemayni Chelik Beis Remez Tov Reishayin Ches Yihiyu Lurotzen Imrei Fi Shiyas Luderes. David Melech is asking Hashem. David Melech's tefillah to Hashem. His request. Shiyas Luderes for all future generations. V'yachakuku Luderes. It should be engraved for all future generations. Value Koyun Behem Koyun Sefer Amerus. They shouldn't just read Tehillim like they read from a Minus from heretic books. Perish Sifrei Minim. This is the famous medrash that David Melch davened to Hashem and asked Hashem that Tilum should be viewed on the Madrega of Negoim and Alois. This is machlokes as to whether or not he was answered as yes or no. Reb Chaim Volozhin and Shai Dalid takes the approach as he wasn't. Many others that I've seen, I'll say it openly, it's more of the Hasidic approach. Say, of course he was answered. They take that approach. V'omar Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Yudin, aguru ba'alech oylam, aguru, loshen gar, to live, ba'alech, in your tent, in your oylam, forever. V'chisaket daitech David, shedavid mivakesh dira b'shnei oylam. Does David really want to live in two worlds, down here and up there? Elo yukoyrin umezkirin oisi b'bati kinesias bat medroshes k'ilu anikayim. David Melech's goal was that when we say Tehillim, that should be on the Madrega of Negoim and Alois. By the way, Negoim and Alois, not just Stam.
What is Negoim?
Meseches Negoim. It's a Nego is a plague. There's a Mishnais in Sefer Taurus. Negoim and Alois. Alois is also a person goes into a room where there's a mace. There's an oihel, there's a tent. There's all these halachas. So David Melech is davening that the status of Tehillim should be on the Madrega of Negoim and Alois. I once said a pshat to a Talmud Chacham, and he liked the pshat, so I'll share with you now on what this means. That really, the Gemara in Shabbos and Kol Kisvei says that we don't learn Tana Torah Shebichsav at night, right? You learn it by day, yeah, mm-hmm. And then Torah Shebalpeh at night, right? Based on how Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah, and there's more to that Gemara. The main point I wanted to tell this Talmud Chacham, and he is masking, that David HaMelech was davening to Hashem, asking Hashem that Tehillim should be on the Madrega of Torah Shebaal Peh, of Negoim Va'olois, that also can be recited at night, and there's no problem with that. Negoim Va'olois, it's Mishnais, it's Torah Shebaal Peh.
I feel like people mostly read it at night.
I don't know. I didn't take a poll. But the point is that was David's Bakosha. It should have the status of limud. Of Negoim, a limud, of learning Mishnayis Negoim, of learning the Mishnayis, we have now Mishnayis, of Alois. But what he's answering, the Maral, the Medrash is saying, this is still the Medrash, the Medrash is saying that what David HaMelech was requesting, that when people would be Koyrin to Hillim, Maskirin oisi bebati kinesis bati midrashes kiilu anikayim. It's as if I'm still alive. Does he bring the Gemara in Yevamos? No, he doesn't. But I'll say the Gemara in Yevamos says, I think it's Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis, that when the tzaddik is nifter, but his Torah is being learned, so his lips move in the kever. Okay, yeah, so you have to know, like, what does that mean? So the basic understanding is that he still gets more aliyah, because it's connected back to him. So this is that's what the Medrash David is saying here. In conclusion, the Maral, we're now on Tav Pei Chafei of this Hakdama. Ulekach Amar Hi Lerotzen Imrei Fi El Habriyos. It should be Imrei Fi. It should be accepted with the Briyos for others. my words, hilu rotzoin, it should be accepted, imrefi, my words, for the other person. That's the tefillah. That's how Dov is coming to fix the problem, that the other person should not understand what I'm saying, or connect what I'm saying. V'heyuin libi lifenecho, and the thoughts, the machshavas of my lave, should be before you. Ratzulaymaki kol levovayis doirish Hashem zbarach. All levovayis, all everyone's searching out Hashem. V'yadatu shekavanasi l'shem Hashem. And you know my intention is to serve you, Hashem. L'kach yadrich v'yisi, direct me, guide me b'derech emes. Hashem tsuri v'goyali k'loimer. Hashem tsuri. Hashem is my tsur. Hashem fashioned me. Hashem created me v'goyali, and He is my savior. You formed me. You don't despise that which you created. My actions that I did averus caused me to distance myself from you because I did averus. What is David asking? This is tshuva also. I did averus. David saying, Hashem tsuri v'goyali, bring me back. You are my redeemer. What is the redeemer from what? Because I did averus. If I did averus, I'm rachuk from you now. So David HaMelech says, Hashem tsuri v'goyali. You created me. You know that I'm deficient. I have these deficiencies. I did averus v'goyali, and now redeem me, bring me back to you. It's a request to accept the tshuva. V'chein hatfilo. It's a tefillah that David's davening. Oh no, I'm sorry. This is not tefillah's maral. This is the tefillah of the maral. That v'chein at tefillah el mi she'ene moyes b'shvolim. He's talking to Hashem. The maral now is talking to Hashem that Hashem is not moyes. Hashem is not despised the lowly ones. Meaning he's saying his tefillah is him. Ve'ene marchik l'shiu rechaykim. Now Maral is taking the words of David and applying them to himself, that it should be accepted with my words to everyone. The name of the Savior is called Feretz Yisrael. It's a chibur, it's a work written about the Torah. Feretz Yisrael. Because the Torah is the glory of Klai Yisrael. He says here in the bottom, Pirush, Derech HaTorah Nire, Kovod Yisrael, El Umeis Oilom. The Derech HaTorah, the way of the Torah, is shown, Nire, Kovod Yisrael, glory to Klai Yisrael, to who? Umeis Oilom. And that's why, whenever they can point a Yid out to do something wrong, oh, they're so happy about it. Oh, because you're the... I told you, I didn't tell you. Years ago, I went to pick up my car from the body shop. Okay, I just wanted the keys and go. So the guy starts telling me, Italian, he says, we know you're the chosen people. I'm like, oh no, not again. These things happen to me all the time. We know you're the chosen people.
Gotta go incognito.
So he says, I just have a couple questions. I'll tell you what he asked me, but we're not discussing now what I answered, because the hour is late. He says to me, how do the Jews make a golden calf? That's what he's asking me. I just want the keys. Okay, I already paid. I just got to go. Then the next question says, so I learned the book of Judges in the prophets. It says, I don't get the Jews. It's like a circle. They get a new judge, this is what he asked me. And then they follow ways of God. Then they stop following ways of God. That judge dies. And then they get the Philistines come, right? And then they punish them. And then they cry out to God. This is a question he asked me. Okay. But he said, what was the point? We know you're the chosen people. That's what he said. We have to know we're the chosen people. This is the Tferis Yisrael. Chibur ala Teira, she Tferis Yisrael, kedechsiv, omi goy godul asher loy chukim, mishpotim, tzadikim, goymer, v'omru rak am chochem, novin, agoy agodul azeh, v'kvar biyarnu v'agdomo, shel chibur gurus Hashem, shebishvil kach omar, b'seches brochas, v'perak aroya, v'hatiferis, Zoo, Matan Torah, Shkoyach Rabbeisai. Anyone online on the recordings, if you have questions, comments, please reach out. Thank you for listening. So I turn the recorder back on because I want to make sure that everyone understands that David HaMelech had these two questions, the same difficulties that the Maharal mentioned earlier, which is why he composed Kapitel Yutes, one of the reasons, says the Maharal. Number one, about the possibility of making mistakes in learning. Number two, that the other person, the recipient of the Limud HaTorah, the one you're teaching, he might not connect and accept what's being said properly. So to that, we see the answer, how David HaMelech dealt with this, is one word. That word is tefillah. David HaMelech davened to Hashem, shkiyos miyovin, that mistakes, we make mistakes, therefore David HaMelech davened that Hashem should nakeni, should cleanse him, take him back, and accept his shuvah, and make sure that he doesn't make the mistakes. And number two, he lerotz nimrefi, v'hegen libi lefanecha Hashem tzuri v'goyali. Once again, there should be hilurotz nimrefi, the words that are being taught over should be accepted from the other person. I just want to make sure it's very clear. This is the answer, this whole kapitel of Tilim, but specifically these two points of that shigiyos miyavin, people make mistakes, therefore David davens to Hashem that Hashem should accept his tshuva. And number two, hilurotz nimrefi, that should be accepted by the other people.